producing over 500 hours per week of talk radio. GCN Live is a world leader in talk radio. Archives for the following program can be found at GCNLive.com.
Please have your attention, and I need all of you to stop what you're doing and listen.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Well, look at all these trillions of dollars debt, lost jobs, and foreclosed homes.
Did I do that?
You dug yourself a hole, and you crawled in it.
Robert Scott Bell.
How did the Department of Homeland Security get into the medical business?
Joe, we have a potential pandemic.
A national health emergency.
The sky is falling. A piece of it just hit me on the head.
Robert Scott Bell.
We will make this the most honest, ethical, and open Congress in history.
Is there any insanity in your family?
Do we have the power to tell people what they have to eat every day?
Senator Coburn,
today, Junior?
Taking on bureaucrats and corporations that would stand in the way of health freedom and making sense out of medical propaganda. The voice of health, freedom, and liberty, Robert Scott Bell.
All right, well, they're taking it to us every which way but loose. In California, they were asleep at the wheel, and then they got SB 277 passed, mandating vaccines without exemption, except if you can find a doctor who's willing to give a medical exemption. Good luck, because they're going to be threatened with loss of license. Now, Florida is on the radar screen big time. And we're not asleep at the wheel, thanks to my good friend, a fellow health freedom hero, Sayer G. of Green Med Info. That's where we start the second hour. Sayer, welcome back, my friend.
Thanks so much for having me, Robert, and helping us to get this out to the larger audience.
So you alerted, and I wish we all knew this sooner, but we found out now, and today is the day to act. But even if you're listening after the fact, we're going to talk to you about ways. If you're in Florida, our fellow Floridians, and it's not alone, every state's going to have bills like this coming through eventually. This one's called SB 646, and we got the text of it as well. And again, the ways to stop it before it becomes something with many co-sponsors, and we're leading from behind. We don't want to do that.
No, absolutely. I thank the National Vaccine Information Center because their advocacy portal alerted us to this bill being basically rammed through. Which would severely limit access to medical exemptions, as well as make religious exemptions much more difficult, as well as, this is according to Alan Phillips, J.D.,
mm-hmm.
Propose a highly unconstitutional mandate where if you have a religious belief that you do not believe, you know, injecting yourself with 60 plus or your children vaccines, according to the CDC schedule, is healthy for your body, then you would have to undergo these educational videos that the CDC will help put together to brainwash you, of course, into thinking vaccines are not only safe and effective, but that you're irresponsible and could be killing others if you don't abide by this insane schedule. So that's a highly unconstitutional mandate, which violates our constitutionally protected religious rights.
Mm-hmm.
So that's one of the aspects of the bill that just seems utterly impossible that it would be passed. And yet, I think most of the representatives are very unaware at this point as to the relationship between the Constitution and their constituencies' rights.
Sure. I mean, let's face it, the vast majority of the American people still do not know of the controversy, or maybe are only recently becoming aware of it. And certainly our legislators reflect that lack of awareness. And so they may be falling in line with that idea of let's stop a crisis before it happens, even though there is no crisis. And the whole Disneyland measles California crisis was really made up with express intent and purposes, in my opinion, to foment this kind of overreaction where there is no crisis. We've got, you know, over 90% compliance in just, I think, in every state of the nation. I don't think any state is below that in terms of vaccine compliance. And in some cases, like Mississippi, we covered recently, it's almost 99.7%, which is basically 100%, yet they have the highest infant mortality rates, I would say, on planet Earth, but certainly among the 50 states. So there are a lot of reasons to counteract this. Alan Phillips also goes on to say this violates violates the 14th Amendment reference to due process, that clause in the 14th Amendment, as well as the First Amendment, which I agree. But the question is, what can we do now? Now, for those of you listening after the fact, again, we want you to react as quickly as possible. The NVIC advocacy portal also has links to find your own representatives on the state level as well. If you missed that window Friday, what else can we do?
Well, there's already a lot of great responses we're getting. We have a Facebook group called Floridians Opposed to SB 646. I highly encourage anyone outside Florida as well to join in, because as you stated, this is actually a tidal wave of legislation that has been orchestrated, by the collusion of Big Pharma, as well as the government here that was set off, by the Disneyland debacle, where no patient here was actually found, so there's no way to say that it was actually transmitted by a non or partially vaccinated individual. So this is, a very concerted effort, and Florida has just now shifted to the front lines of the issue. But if you join the Facebook group, we have very specific action items that are so easy to implement as far as listing the representatives to email and to call. They happen to be in a special session right now, which means these guys are actually in their offices. So if you do take the time to join the Floridians Opposed to SB 646 Facebook group, you'll see overnight we have 1,000 people now who are emailing and contacting their representatives, even Rick Scott, getting responses back. So they're starting to get the message that we're aware that this bill exists and that it certainly isn't going to just pass through without a fight. And we're also organizing an event here in Miami. It looks like December 3rd, we may have RFK, other leaders come down to speak and help to oppose this in a very public way. So, and of course, you're going to hopefully be part of that, Robert, because you have such a great voice out there. So, there's so much we can do. This is unlike California. We're already activated, and certainly I think we're already making some waves out there.
Yeah, absolutely. And even if you miss the special session contact, remember, these folks have lives beyond that in between the time that they'll go back into session in January. And, of course, on a state level, you're much closer to the ground onto those local representatives. So interact with them in human terms, if possible, as well. Organize a meeting locally. Call their office, their local office, as well as contact numbers. Email them. This is not a time to go quietly and wait and wait and wait. This is what happened in California until it was too late. And so that's why this alert has been put out. We have links to Floridians Opposed to SB 646. The group online on Facebook, so you can help to coordinate your activities, as well as to the NVIC advocacy portal, so if you're not sure how to reach out to who is your representative here. Now, this movement toward medical fascism, medical tyranny, I think, as tragic as it is for our friends in California, it did serve as a tremendous wake-up call for us all over this country so that this shall not happen again. Now, I'm not saying that they're not going to push back on our efforts either, but if we have an overwhelming response now, it is less likely that they're going to be able to do this in the dark of night. In fact, we will not let that happen.
Absolutely, and it's just amazing to me. If you look at, Penn being the sponsor of SB 277 as in Florida, we have Senator Hayes, who was a dentist and who, unfortunately, conventional dentistry has no regard for informed consent, e.g. fluoridation, mercury amalgams, bisphenol composites, the dangers of x-ray diagnosis, all being covered up for decades. So, there's actually a Merck document I posted to the group that shows he was a recipient of Merck funding in 2009. And he's also an ALEC board member. Member, which is sort of like a, front group where the corporations ghostwrite legislation that these guys sign off. So Big Pharma basically says, put this bill through, they could, wine and dine, and then they sign off. And so, the paper trail is so public and obvious that this is absolutely having nothing to do with the public health, but it's simply another way to, sort of this unbridled, infinite expansion of Big Pharma's, feeding frenzy as far as, the vaccine industry. So, I think it's clear now. People know what's going on. It's just a matter of actually picking up a phone, sending an email, and using Facebook, which is kind of ironic, the, in a way, ultimate surveillance social media platform against, the powers that and use it for activism. Thank you, Big Pharma, for helping to create this platform.
Well, it's a little kung fu or aikido where you use the energy that's out there for good purpose and against the bad guys. And you know, this is nonviolent action in a sense. We don't want this to resort to violence. I mean, I've referenced my good friend Michael Badnarik, who was a Libertarian presidential candidate in 2004, when I asked him after he was nominated in Atlanta at the national meeting there. I said, you know, what are you going to do about the proposals? I mean, back then it was the bioterror scares that they were going to mandate vaccination.
Yes.
And he said this without blinking, without hesitating. He said, Doc, you bring your syringe. I'll bring my 45. We'll see who makes a bigger hole. Now, that is an intimidating statement. Some would say it's a threatening statement. But when you step back and look at the threat that this poses to your child, remember, there's no such thing as a risk-free vaccine. It does not exist. $3 billion have been paid out or more of taxpayer funds tied to the vaccines that are purchased by the U.S. government, which really is the U.S. taxpayer, and $3 billion paid out to vaccine injured or killed families of children who were injured or killed. And this is a serious issue. When I say we have an obligation, duty, and right to stand against this level of tyranny and assault and battery, we do. But it is a concept for some that is frightening to consider. But we must look squarely at this as the threat that it poses to our children. And when you're awake and alive, at least I think the minimum, as we're asking for or demanding, is fully informed consent and, of course, the right to say no.
Absolutely. Amen to that. I mean, and another thing, consider that they already go about, you know, sort of dumbing everyone down by equating the term vaccination with immunization, mm-hmm. right? So that's one way in which they make it sort of a foregone conclusion that you get bona fide immunity by, you know, turning, you know, children into pincushions, when in fact, you know, obviously we know the government's admitted that vaccines are unavoidably unsafe. So, the science is on our side, the evidence of experience is on our side. It's just a matter of choosing. And it's amazing, Scott, because just one email, one phone call could be, you know, perceived by the representatives as equivalent to maybe 10,000 of their constituencies. So don't think that your actions won't make a huge difference. Just one call, one email could really be the difference between, you know, it going the route of California with SB 277 and for us to, you know, win a battle in this quite frankly war against health freedom going on right now.
Yeah, it is. And you know, as much as we don't like to utilize the terms of war and battle, the reference point here is that they have threatened our children with, you know, severe injury or even death. That is not something we're at all in any way exaggerating. The risk is real, and when it happens to your kid, it's 100%. We're going to take a break. We'll be back with Sayer G of Green Med Info, our good friend, and he's standing up for what we stand up for here and the issue of SB 646. Let's stop it in its tracks right now, and everyone in every state, you can help participate as well as in your own home state. So stick around. We've got lots more healing to go after this break.
Hello, this is Jonathan Wagner. We have an internet website, www.choosetobehealthy.com, that carries many of the products discussed on Robert's show, including 100% whole food chromium and selenium, silica, as well as Sovereign Silver and Nordic Naturals. Choosetobehealthy.com features the Rolls Royce of probiotics. It's Dr. O'Hara's probiotics. Dr. O'Hara, a world-renowned microbiologist, formulated a unique probiotic that blends ancient Japanese fermentation methods with 21st century technology. No refrigeration is needed. Dr. O'Hara's probiotics contains the strongest lactic acid bacteria known to man based on scientific laboratory research. 6.25 times stronger. Quite simply, it works and works very well. So go to our website, www.choosetobehealthy.com, or call us toll-free, 866-424-1077. That's 866-424-1077. We're here to help.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with Principal Office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral. Don't pick on the IRS alone. I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill. Sometimes I can even get it zeroed out completely.
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral.
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Earthquake, floods, winter storms, prolonged power outages, or war. Each of us have had that moment when we recognize that we need to be better prepared. We typically do the same thing. We start with food storage, then we address the need for water. But have you considered heat storage? I'm talking about staying warm in the cold. Here are some things for you to consider. How will I keep my family warm? The standard answers are firewood, coal, or propane. But the problem with that, if you need to be on the move, is you can't take it with you. Another concern, there may come a time when you need to stay warm without smoke, like in times of war. There may even come a time when you can't burn fuel. The answers may be simpler and less costly than you think. For these answers, go to FortressClothing.com. Again, FortressClothing.com has the answers to your heat storage dilemma. Don't get stuck in the cold. FortressClothing.com. You'll never be cold again.
My dad was 59 when he collapsed from a heart attack late last year. Just this past August was when we spread his ashes on the St. Croix River. I loved my dad, but boy was he stubborn. He hadn't been to the doctor in over 25 years. His excuse? He simply couldn't afford it. He wasn't a rich man by any means. At less than $107 per month, LibertyOnCall.org would have been the perfect alternative for my father. Don't wait. Go to LibertyOnCall.org right now for not just your sake, but for the sake of your loved ones. Again, that's LibertyOnCall.org.
In the health world through the power of radio. It's the Robert Scott Bell Show.
Links are up in the show notes as they always are here at robertscottbell.com, including DeSayer G of greenmedinfo.com. We appreciate him so very much for all the work that he does to lay out the science, substantiating, validating all the things we already know to be true, but only strengthening our perspectives. And, Sayer, I must say, just as an aside before we get back into the call to action on SB 646 to stop these vaccine mandates and these unconstitutional overreaches, if you will, to violate our freedom to say no,
yes.
Your participation in The Truth About Cancer, A Global Quest, which I knew you were a rock star, but, man, you just laid it out so beautifully. What a great addition. Thank you for participating in that.
I appreciate that. One of the topics was vaccination. And, again, when we start talking about the, quote, unavoidably unsafe nature of vaccines, which the government has stated, we're talking about things like surreptitious viruses, you know, which started with polio vaccines and simian virus 40, which we know is an oncovirus that causes cancer that's passed down from our parents to us, even though we didn't receive the vaccine, that's, you know, associated with all types of severe cancers. So, you know, we're dealing with a really profound situation. Now, you know, I take that information and I am ardently against vaccines because, again, the schedule has not been proven safe or effective. Not even a single combination study has been done. There's never been a true placebo trial in any vaccine study, which is insane and absolutely the opposite of evidence-based science. But so it doesn't matter if you're pro vaccine or anti-vaccine. The whole point is this is a health freedom issue, and that even the ardently pro-vaccine individual should support the overturning of this bill, because if we give the choice to choose what happens to our body, medically speaking, to the government versus retain that inborn right to bodily self-possession, right, mm-hmm. then we are essentially admitting or forfeiting our sort of definition of ourselves as self-possessed, and therefore we're chattel or possession of the state. So that is actually the definition of biological slavery. So anybody who is American, who believes in freedom, the Constitution, should absolutely reject this type of legislation. So technically, the pro and anti-vaxxers can come together on this issue, because it's a matter of us saying we are free beings and that we are going to stand behind what hopefully is still remaining as far as, you know, sort of the American vision of us being free.
Yeah, you don't want to be chattel. I'm telling you, we have a whole history of slavery in this nation, and I've often referenced that history with our current state when we talk about medical slavery. The ability of the government to claim ownership over you or your children, that is what in fact happened with SB 277, and they mandated it not just for public school, government indoctrination centers as I call them, but as well private school. The only thing left are homeschooling options, and again, we don't know how long that will last, because the intent of the pharmaceutical industrial complex and their collusion with government is to mandate 100% compliance with no exemptions, with no exceptions. This is their market. Their market is mandated. Their market is monopoly. And their market comes with no liability. There is no other industry on the face of this earth that enjoys such a capacity to deliver their products without any consequence.
Well, I agree. If you look at the situation, you have nuclear energy as well as vaccination, and the risk is underwritten by world governments, because any private capital that looks at the risk-benefit analysis of products that are going to cause harm, it's just a matter of how much, will not invest. They'll never get a return on investment, and therefore that fact is so important. I'm so glad you brought that up.
Well, and another aspect as we move forward, Sarah, and I know you're actively engaged in this, I was at a conference in Dallas and spoke at a homeoprophylaxis conference, and we're going to try and do it again. We might be doing it next year in Sarasota, not far from you, as I plant that seed. And I know Scylla Whatcott, she says, you know who I want for the next one? Sayer G. So by all means, this is another aspect of the growth of this awareness, not only the danger of vaccines, but the viability of other options. It's not vaccines or bust. There are other ways to prevent disease, and that is the science that will also be engaged in bringing out more and more over the next year.
Absolutely. That's so encouraging. I think that is the future of medicine, is obviously knowing that we can support immunity in a way that respects our microbial basis. You know, we're, what are we, 10% viral in origin in the protein coding section of our genome. So, I mean, the fact that we're, you know, more bacteria virus than we are eukaryotic cells is extremely important, and it undermines obviously the entire vaccine agenda because the germ theory is now completely dead and decimated.
Floridians opposed to SB 646, that's the group on Facebook. We have it linked in the show notes at robertscottbell.com, as well as Sayer G, Green Med Info, and all the great work he does. And we'll stay in touch as this evolves, Sayer.
Awesome. Thank you so much for your help, and for everyone listening for helping out.
You guys are awesome there and out there listening. Take action now.
You're listening to the Robert Scott Bell Show.
The lining of your lungs is supposed to be protected with glutathione to neutralize incoming irritants. In the absence of enough glutathione, your lungs are more prone to irritation. Listen to the real-world results of one man using a powerful glutathione-supporting food.
Hi, my name is Bill O'Brien. I generally suffer through an asthmatic breathing-type situation. My breathing is shallow and generally constricted in the nose and lungs. After consuming One World Way today, I have tremendous energy, and also notice my breathing is free. I can feel the air in my left nostril, and it is free all the way to my abdomen, which is pretty remarkable because I rarely get that feeling. Being a singer, I love feeling this unrestricted voice. The only thing new I've actually added to my routine is One World Way. Wow.
Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworldway.com.
Yeah. sciatica, lower back pain, hip pain, poor posture. If you suffer from any of these problems, get ready to relax. Introducing an amazing product that's been in the market for over 25 years, the Sacro Wedgie. It was invented by a football coach using a common sense osteopath technique. He created this device to help his athletes by isolating and supporting the sacrum, which is the keystone of our anatomy. This wedge-shaped bone is in the center of our hips, where a lot of pain starts. Simply relax 20 minutes daily on the amazingly simple Sacro Wedgie and let gravity do the work, helping muscles rebalance and start releasing nerves. Sit in the Sacro Wedgie at the computer or while traveling to help correct posture to finally help relieve those stubborn aches and pains for only $33.95. It's made in the USA, so click the family-owned website at sacrowedgie.com, spelled S-A-C-R-O-W-E-D-G-Y.com, or call 1-800-737-9295. That's 1-800-737-9295. Relax your back pain away with the Sacro Wedgie.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
Thousands of people seeking home security get ripped off every day, and the home security industry wants you to believe that's your only option. They've got hordes of salesmen out there trying to scare you into signing one of their long-term contracts. You get stuck writing huge checks month after month with no way out. It's robbery by contract, and it can cost you thousands. But there's a better way to protect your home. SimpliSafe Home Security. SimpliSafe has no contracts. None. You'll get award-winning 24/7 protection. Security professionals watching over your home, ready to instantly send police to the rescue for just $14.99 per month. That's less than half what most companies charge. Protect your home the smart way. Visit SimpliSafeDefense.com today for an exclusive 10% offer and get a free keychain remote worth $25. Only when you go to SimpliSafeDefense.com. SimpliSafeDefense.com.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
Making sense out of medical propaganda. Here's Robert.
Because of the urgency of this issue about SB 646, we're covering it early in the morning, even as this show airs later. And on the break here, I thought I was done with SARE-G. I'm glad that I'm not, and this is the most extraordinary thing that we've just learned has happened. It looks like SB 646 has been withdrawn. Is that the? Are we getting validation on that?
We have validation, remarkably, almost overnight because of the mobilization of NBIC as well as just, again, just some Facebook advocates, they just withdrew the bill for consideration. And I confirmed with Barbara Lowe Fisher just now on a call that that bill is dead and that we are in a totally different place already.
Now, listen, this is a journey we've been on today with this show. Like, you know, from advocacy to the results of advocacy, and in it, and now it's not always that easy, and I don't want anybody to be under the illusion that we've won, it's all it, pack it in, go home, and don't pay attention to anything that is coming down the pike later, because they can tend to have to get more creative in their own right to find another way. They're not giving up. This is an agenda that they are relying upon for their very viability as an industry when we talk about the vaccine industry. But it is a significant, let's just say, lesson in if we respond overwhelmingly, like that image you put up, and I think we've got as well, where we're all a bunch of fish swimming, and then we come together as one bigger fish, how we can overwhelm them.
Absolutely. Exactly. In fact, this is a very important moment, because if we think that we've just now won the long-term, you know, outcome, no. In fact, if anything, we may have drawn even more attention to Florida as far as them using more back-end, you know, sort of ways to slip it onto another bill, et cetera. So if anything, there's a great opportunity for us to continue right now to press forward, do calls and emails still. Join the Facebook group Floridians Opposed to SB 646 and just build our numbers in preparation for what is inevitably now going to be another wave of legislation, but this time we'll be even more ready.
Yeah, I want to think about, again, the things we learned from California, the amount of money that was being thrown at the senators there, and, of course, Pan being prime among them, but they spread it out across the whole Democratic Party there. We've got obviously more Republican participation. It's a little bit more of a balanced state Florida mix, right?
Go ahead.
I was just saying, so it isn't about buying one party. It's going to be about they're going to lobby members of both parties. So the question is strategically, what do we do? What did we learn? What can we apply?
Exactly. In fact, we posted to the group this Merck document from 2009 that showed all of the different elected officials that were being funded by Merck. And it was right down the line, Pepsi, Coke, Democrat, Republican. You know, they're so smart in the sense that they just fund both sides of the aisle and they can't lose. So, you know, it's really not a matter of political affiliation. Big Pharma is sort of, as you know, transnational. We're dealing with, you know, a structure of influence that has no respect for sovereignty, constitutions of nation states. And the power that they wield is so far beyond anything that really we can imagine, and yet we see here in this instance a grassroots attempt to send a message where we're going to push back, and, you know, literally overnight, this is what happened, is that, because NBIC only sent out their, you know, their email in the morning yesterday, and I only created the Facebook group, let's see, at 6 p.m., I was actually on a plane using the internet, and overnight, literally, by 10 a.m., we had almost 1,000 people, and they were already getting responses. And so, you know, I bet these folks were just like, we don't want the hassle right now. But they are going to need more money. They're going to want to be reelected. And Big Pharma right now is what they think they're beholden to. So this is now an interesting, you know, state of affairs. We can send the message that, no, you know, you're beholden to us, and we're going to make sure it's not easy for you to continue to, you know, serve your pharma masters.
Listen, they have so much money to throw at these candidates. There is no other industry that lobbies as lushly. Not even Big Oil does this as much. And this, you know, Big Oil is a lot less controversial, although the origin of the pharmaceutical industrial complex of the 20th century is oil. Oil monopolies, interestingly enough. So it's all related. But the money that they have to throw, look, we'll be honest, we can't compete with them on that scale, but the human scale is what they don't have. In reality, what they operate on is robots and receptacles, if you will. They're ATM machines. And if you can overwhelm that by making a rapport or developing a relationship, not just you, but your neighbors, your family, your friends, like we did on the, you know, so-called computer community through Facebook, this is the time to establish that. I'm not one that loves the political game. I am all obviously about health freedom and in whatever way we can do that and promote that. But in reality here, we do have to engage with these people on that one-to-one human basis, in addition to things that you've done to get this to happen so quickly with phone calls or emails, et cetera. So the next phase of this is recognizing that we have to be smarter to overwork or outwork the influence of Big Pharma's money, because they will be throwing it down in the coming election cycle as well. And so you have to make your presence felt now.
Absolutely. And, you know, I think a lot of these elected officials aren't really aware of these basic constitutional principles. So if we can approach it through compassion as well as just with a real educational intention, you know, that's, I think, what maybe makes the biggest difference as far as not really focusing on what's obviously malfeasance and, you know, this massive conspiracy, so to speak. Sometimes just speaking to the basic facts of our, you know, American, quote, legacy of health freedom and freedom will really activate them to make the right decision.
And in some cases, we know, like a dentist like Senator Hayes, who, you know, willingly foists mercury and fluoride on the population, you may not be able to reach someone like that, but you might be able to outvote his presence in the next election cycle once they become aware. Because, again, on a local level, it is much easier to have an impact and overturn these things than it is on the federal level. And I know we're dealing with a state-level issue like we've just discussed in Florida, but your local representative is much closer on a state level than your representative that is being sent to the federal Congress.
Absolutely, yeah. Local, you know, bottom-up is, I believe, the most effective strategy. Now, of course, there's legislation that is pending, you know, and being proposed that would make it sort of a federal mandate to apply to the CDC immunization schedule. So we have several things to deal with simultaneously, but, you know, I'm extremely encouraged by what we've seen so far. And, you know, it's just a fraction of those who are going to want to fight for, you know, our exemptions and even hopefully more than that in the future as far as just, you know, basic health freedom. So I think we're looking good right now.
Beautiful. Well, for instance, tomorrow I'm going to be lecturing to a group at Vitality Bistro, the raw organic restaurant in Mount Dora. And, you know, this is now a story I can tell in addition to what I normally present for folks to, you know, show how that power really is within you and your activities on that level to impact in a very rapid way. But the way is again, not what we saw in California where you react too late. You think it could never happen, and guess what? It can happen. And even with a victory that happened within a 24-hour, seemingly a 24-hour period to get this withdrawal of SB 646, like you said, the global corporations that the pharmaceutical companies are, that they really do have, as you said, Sayre, no allegiance to any nation or state, the laws of any nation or state, the people of it, except that you are a market for them. And if they can get that market mandated, all the better. And if they can be absolved of any liability should their products injure, maim, or kill, all the better. These are kind of things that are stunningly, believe it or not, new information for most of the people who have been elected to office on the state and federal level. They don't even realize this at this point. So we do have some education work still to do.
Well, and I think a real wild card in this has been the Thompson revelations, you know, the CDC whistleblower, because now that these issues are being raised, there's extreme concern within the CDC that, you know, their history of really just creating, you know, false information regarding the connection with autism and vaccination is now a matter of the public record. I mean, no one can deny that they manipulated, hid data on this connection. And so the less attention they can draw right now, maybe that's one reason why it was withdrawn so quickly.
Yeah, well, there's a number of things we could speculate on. As I said, it's exciting. It's you know, I told my wife on the break, even my son, you know, she texted him in school, you know, about this, and he said, well, where are we moving next, Mom, right? And you know, because he recognizes the dangers, the threat to, you know, the freedom of his body as a teenager. You know, we've raised them with that awareness. And, of course, now we text him to say, hey, they withdrew the bill. But these are things that we also have to start talking and going, I believe, into the schools to talk to the administrators before there's a mandate ever so that they can consider these issues. It's another thing I don't know that people have discussed, bringing it into the perhaps parent-teacher association type meetings, but expanding our outreach efforts through efficient mechanisms that already exist.
Exactly. Yeah. No, I think the long-term strategy is simply education. You know, when I did my review of the Cochrane, you know, database reviews on vaccination, I mean, I was shocked to find there's absolutely no unequivocal evidence to support safety and effectiveness of the vaccines and the vaccine schedule. And so anyone who looks at it through that lens, or the indemnification of vaccine manufacturers, that should be illegal. It's highly unethical, of course, but it just seems obviously that it's absurd. So there's so many things going on that anyone with eyes to see can acknowledge that we need to reject, you know, this mandate and these policies, which are devastating, you know?
No, oh, they are. They are. And again, fundamental freedoms at stake here. We have a nation, by and large, it doesn't even come close as far as a nation that takes drugs. Nobody comes close to the amount of drugs that we're on as a country. You know, the new stats coming out, 59% of all Americans, at least on one prescription drug. There's a significant percentage on five or more prescription drugs, and that doesn't include OTC drugs. So, as we say here, even though this is a victory, you know, on a battlefront, it doesn't mean the war is over, because most of the people, you know, unbeknownst to them, they are subject to, if you will, the shutdown that occurs when they are on these medicines, when they are loaded with mercury, when they are sucking down fluoride. All of these things impact cognition, a willingness to just go along, to get along, and it's time to shake that up.
Absolutely. You know, I think there's a huge growing awareness that the only way to live a healthy life is to not expose oneself to toxicants and to support natural immunity, you know, the way that nature God intended. So we're getting there, Robert, and large part thanks to the type of work that you've been doing for all these years.
Well, absolutely extraordinary that we're here on this path, this journey together. I am so grateful. My heart is happy. I know there are obstacles. I've not been under the delusion that we don't have them. At the same time, we can achieve things together in this way. This is a small but significant example, and what a journey on the show today with you, Sayer.
Oh, yes, absolutely. Thank you so much again for helping to make this happen.
And we'll be back again to check on it as things evolve from here. Check it out. Links are up in the show notes to all the things we've mentioned today. Back to wrap it up after this. Thank you, Sayer G.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Hey y'all, are you looking for Chlorella? Some chocolate superfood with organic vanilla. Food-based vitamins keep you a healthy fella. Use your wife's credit card, don't even have to tell her. Go to Natural News Store, that's what it's there for. Get your superfoods, herbs, and a lot more. Feel young like you did before, and let Mother Nature's medicine work it like it's there for. I know you care for your health, therefore. Don't eat those GMOs, throw them out the back door. Don't stay poor with your diet if it's killing you. Enjoy your life with nutrition that's filling you. We got freeze-dried fruit that's organic, super clean, super food, best on the planet. Blueberry, strawberry, even pomegranate. Yeah, it's ready to ship, and if you buy it, you can have it. Yeah, this is Mike Adams, the Health Ranger. Check out store.naturalnews.com for all your organic supplements and superfoods. Or call 888-959-6415. That's 888-959-6415 to order now. Coconut, maca, spirulina, goji berry, superfood protein.
We have a great story from someone who's helped themselves to heal by using the botanical known as Carnivora. And we have a guest right now. Her name is Joni Nichols. This is quite a story.
Yes, it is. And Robert, I was a mess. I had numerous infections. My hair was falling out all over the furniture. Mm-hmm. One of the scariest things was that my legs were swelling up out of control. It came to a head. Within 24 hours, I had gone into a coma.
Holy tamale.
Mom and Dad decided to get me Carnivore as a six-week program. Within two weeks, Robert, the first thing I noticed was that I felt better waking up. Then I noticed that my hair wasn't all over the furniture. I'm, like, excited.
And she credits for all of it to her Carnivora protocol.
This is Richard Ostro, owner for Carnivora Research International. Call 1-866-836-8735. That's 1-866-836-8735. Or visit carnivora.com, carnivora.com. Call now.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be The Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week.
You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.
Are your Google search results killing you? Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.
You're fired.
According to the Small Business Administration, 75% of small businesses plan to eliminate jobs or reduce workers' hours to part-time.
You're fired.
According to Gallup, the unemployment rate recently jumped to nearly 9%, and the underemployment rate hit a staggering 17.9%.
You're fired.
One out of three young adults and one out of two recent college graduates are underemployed. Hello, I'm Keith Abel, a pharmacist and a home business entrepreneur. In 2011, I became one of those statistics myself. Instead of looking for another job in corporate America, I joined Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. We're creating steady incomes for ourselves and would like to show you how to do the same. If you want to supplement your current income, replace your income, so you don't have to become one of the statistics, then give me a call toll-free at 866-257-3105, 866-257-3105.
You're fired.
Don't wait till you hear those words. Start creating an extra income today, 866-257-3105.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral. Don't pick on the IRS alone. I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill. Sometimes I can even get it zeroed out completely.
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral.
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
Sense out of medical propaganda. Here's Robert.
All right, back at it after that journey with Sayer G. An incredible journey in real time. Like I said, we were discovering that this morning, Super Don, and how different that was than what happened in California's case, where they reacted way too late to something they perceived could never happen there. And right. I say it like I say it about the Holocaust, never again, right? We shall never repeat this as long as we not only don't forget. It's not a question of only not forgetting, but it's a diligence and a vigilance to stand up for the freedoms that are there, are ours, due to, not because of the government largesse, but because we stand up and defend them, and we do not allow the government and those in the government to steal it, to trample over it, to take it away. That gets me every time, man. It's intense.
Yes, it is. And so, I mean, you heard it here.
Yeah.
That's the cool thing about covering stories that are current in the news cycle. Unlike, you know, a lot of the other shows that you might listen to that are covering topics like this, you know, we're right on top of that news cycle. So it's not that uncommon for us to be able to see things evolve like this while we're on the air, and it's always fun when it does.
Yeah, it's great. It's exciting. So thank you to Sayer G. Thanks to Dr. Frank King for Healing Revolution with us. We got some update announcements. We'll let you know about that later. Some changes, some really exciting changes to the Robert Scott Bell Show coming up next week. And anyway, let's pause there and go to another health freedom story. Michael Schmidt. I interviewed this raw milk farmer many years ago now. Remember when we did the Raw Milk Freedom Riders?
That's right.
And I met him there. He came from Canada to D.C. to stand in alliance with us, we Americans, North Americans, I could say, in that case, but Canadians and Americans. And we came together in support. And this guy is amazing. His willingness to defy the edicts from the Canadian government to say, you can't sell your raw milk, you can't share your raw milk. And they had set up surveillance on his farm, evidently, to try and prevent him from doing anything that would a smack of freedom, of food freedom, for instance. And he evidently removed all the equipment. And I don't know, Super, was he trying to find the owner of the equipment? What happened there?
Yeah, he actually made the effort. Now, first off, if you happen to see a surveillance camera, like, let's say, I don't know, what, in your backyard or something like that, what would you do?
Heck yeah,
I'd remove it. You'd take that sucker down,
right?
Yeah. It's like, what is this? And so, yeah, he took these cameras down. They had no identification marks on them whatsoever. And then he actually made some phone calls trying to find out, what are these cameras here? Who do they belong to? And apparently he got arrested because he took the cameras down. He got arrested for theft. Wow. And ended up spending the night in jail.
And he was trying to find the owners of the equipment, because how is he supposed to know who did it? It's on his property. And so he takes it down and he's arrested for theft. Jeez. Well, the good news is he was evidently released just was it this morning he was released? I mean, very recently. And, you know, the saga continues. It's not over, folks. But, again, this is tyranny on our shores, on our continent. You Canadians, we love you. We got a lot of Canadian listeners up there. You need to step it up for Michael Schmidt and those farmers who are willing to stand fast in, you know, the freedoms that they perceive and I perceive, and probably you do too, that are yours by virtue of your birthright, even if you're Canadian. That's kind of funny to say it that way, isn't it? Even if you're a Canadian.
Idiot. So easy a caveman can do it.
Yeah, even if you're a hockey puck, you have rights.
Oh, man. Just, you know, look, you put surveillance cameras on somebody's property and they see the surveillance cameras, they're going to do the same thing anybody would do. They'd knock those things down. It could be like some kind of a creepy neighbor or something like that snooping on you.
I wonder if he had, like, dumped some raw milk onto the cameras by accident, like spilled and it broke the equipment. Oops. Would he be charged with, like, vandalism of government equipment, even though it was on his property?
Yeah, maybe he'd have, like, some kind of charges for having weapons of mass destruction or something, right?
All right. Well, one last heads up on the pediatric community, that it completely looks the other way when it comes to the American Academy of Pediatrics on vaccine issues, vaccine safety. But evidently, a pediatric group, and according to a 2012 report by the U.S. Government Accountability Office, they recommend limiting exposure to cell phone radiation, especially if you're a kid. And the Today Show evidently covered it. They say, pediatricians, new warning, limit children's exposure to cell phones. And, you know, this to me is similar to the vaccine issue. It's not the same thing, but similar in that if you're going to vaccinate, right, or if you're going to allow your kids to use cell phones, you want to wait as long as possible before they do. And then when they use them sparingly. Don't have them sitting up to their heads for hours at a time like a lot of kids do. That is something we don't do.
That's true. And listen, we've been talking about the EMF fields and all that stuff for a long time, and now, guess what? Now they're starting to take a look at that.
Right. Extra selenium, folks. Remember the EMF detox, and we're out of time. It is time for the weekend. Tomorrow, Vitality Bistro. Tell your friends the place for health, freedom, healing, liberty is right here on the Robert Scott Bell Show, because the power to heal is yours.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Robert Scott Bell Show.
Did you know that I have not been to the doctor to treat an illness in over a decade? Do you want to know the secret to unlocking your immune system to help your body fight off disease naturally? Hello, this is Ty Bollinger, and after writing several books and spending thousands of hours researching natural alternatives, I'd like to share with you my secret to optimal health. It's my immune system. It's what keeps me healthy while naturally preventing sicknesses. So, how do I keep myself and family from getting sick? It's from the premium supplements I get from Betterway Health, like barley and flax oil, green tea extract, and Transfer Point's Beta 1 3D Glucan. Betterway Health only carries the highest quality supplements on the market. They're the nation's number one retailer of Transfer Point Beta Glucan, which is an immune system supplement that outperforms top competitors 16 to 1. I've teamed up with Betterway Health to stay big on these all-natural supplements. All you need to do is go to betterwayhealth.com/radio to get your exclusive Ty Bollinger discount today. Again, that's betterwayhealth.com/radio.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.